This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They've got some, you know what? I can't tell you what they got. But you'll know something new is coming from them very shortly. Very shortly. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. I had a discussion in confidence today, so I'm not going to be giving away any sources. I am an NRA member. In the past, I have been one. There's been times when I have not been one. I am one now. The NRA, for the sake of the membership of the NRA, for the sake of the need for the 800-pound gorilla in the room, must survive. Along with that, in order for that to happen, though, they're going to have to adapt. Let me explain, if I may. NRA does a few things. Most of their stuff, when they rolled out NRA Carry Guard, and if you follow anything on NRA TV, that is all a product of Ackerman McQueen, which is a company that is very closely allied with NRA, has been closely allied with NRA for quite some time. Now, recently, NRA TV had to lay some people off. And that is probably due to a reduction in funding coming from NRA, because NRA took a big hit last year. 2016 to 2017 was not good for them. Now, 2018 to now has been good for them. But, they don't really get the majority of their funds from membership. So when they added 1 million new members, that was not a lot of funding for them, because you're talking about they're a corporation that takes in an excess of $200 million. Now, here's the thing. If they're taking in $200 million, I don't know how many people they employ. I don't know how many people NRA TV employs. I don't know how many people working between Ackerman McQueen and NRA they employ. I think most, the board members, that's not a paying position. It's a position of prestige. They have some people in the leadership that get paid, of course. And they have people that work for them that in museums and everything else that get paid, of course. But here's the thing. There's a few things NRA is going to have to jettison in order to survive. Now, I asked a question today. And once again, let me tell you this. I will renew my membership with NRA when the time comes. Because you need an NRA and I need an NRA. Whether we're members of that or not, we need for the NRA to persevere. But the NRA needs to jettison a few things, and this is where the problem is going to come. Because the things they need to jettison are going to be things they're reluctant to let go of. And what I'm about to tell you now is simply my opinion. Okay? This was not told to me. This is what I said when I was having the conversation. NRA carry guard needs to be allowed to die. There's enough things like that. NRA carry guard and all of the stuff that came along with it is what put them in financial jeopardy in New York State. So they need to work their way through this. But in the meantime, while they're working their way through this, they need to just let NRA carry guard go away. There are enough companies out there that do this kind of thing and that don't have NRA in front of it. And they have been in business for a long time. I didn't like the way they started carry guard, and I don't know how much money it makes for them. And I don't know if it's worth all the trouble it's causing them. Now, with anything else, in any other type of company, they would have gotten rid of it already. The other thing is, most people would look at this and say, oh, Bill, you just want to put them away so you can take their place. No, I don't need to take their place. I have my place already. They got to let go of NRA TV and everything that goes along with it. Because it's not making them, they're spending an enormous amount of money on this. If this were and it is a business, they are a business, but their business is very important. Now, occasionally, I see some NRA TV things out there, but NRA TV exists on the internet. You might be able to find it on things like Roku and stuff like that. Cam and Company, which is an excellent radio station, radio show rather, only exists on Sirius XM, which is cool, but it doesn't have 500,000 subscribers to it. So the audience for Cam Edwards isn't what it could be. And I think every one of those entities that are at NRA TV and are Cam Edwards especially, I think they would all land fine. Cam's show would not go away. It would still continue on because he's just that good. All these other people, I mean, all of this other internet stuff. I mean, I've watched Corleone Noir's show, and I got to tell you, I prefer his videos on YouTube to what he does on NRA. Because that's really Colin when he's on his video. We need to tell the NRA how badly we need for them to survive. And we also need to assure them that all of these frills that they're enjoying or these frills that they have, they can't afford anymore. We need for them to get lean and mean, agile, mobile, and hostile. Media will take care of itself. The media will take care of itself. That business niche of carry guard, it will take care of itself. There's all kinds of people out there that will take care of that. So, some of you aren't liking me telling you this, and I understand that, but I'm telling you that while not every gun owner is a member of the NRA, every gun owner owes the NRA to some degree, and now it is time for the NRA to evolve. They've got to get light and quick, and we've got to assure them that we will stay with them. Feel free to do what you will. This is the way I'm going. So, we need the NRA, and we need for them to thrive. And they're not going to do it unless they make a few hard choices. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Through the night. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. New stuff coming, but I can't tell you what that is. BoydGunStocks.com. Be sure and go by their booth at SHOT Show. If you're going to SHOT Show in Vegas, be sure and go by their booth in Vegas because you'll get to see the new stuff. That's when it's coming. New York, New York, New York. They're not content with enacting some of the most stringent anti-gun laws in the country. They're not content with abusing their regulatory power by browbeating insurance carriers to not do business with the NRA. No, they're very imaginative, and they have launched a new broadside against the Second Amendment. This should be setting off alarm bells with all of us, because if they pass it, it will be coming to states near you. If you want, you need proof, go look at the gun violence restraining orders, red flags, you know, the extreme violence protection orders. Go watch and see. They're proliferating. They're like rabbits. They're multiplying. So this should be setting off alarm bells with all of us, and especially with privacy advocates and with anyone who uses or has used social media. Legislation has been introduced in New York State, in the state legislature, that would force residents seeking to either purchase a rifle or a shotgun from a lawful dealer or seeking to obtain or renew a pistol permit to surrender to law enforcement access to their social media history along with their use of internet search engines for the previous 3 years. I don't even know how I would do that. Does everybody in New York State that owns a gun, do you guys need to be dumping your social media right now? This is a monstrosity of a bill, and it undermines not only an individual's Second Amendment right, but those guaranteed by the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment as well. State Senator Kevin Parker, a Democrat from Brooklyn, who is also a guy that has anger management issues, is the proud sponsor of the legislation. And knowing that a majority of his colleagues in the legislature have in the past demonstrated as little regard for constitutional rights as Parker when it comes to the Second Amendment, his bill could very well find its way to Governor Cuomo's desk, where it would then be gleefully giggling signed into law. Parker's view of things, invading a person's privacy as this bill would do, apparently is a reasonable response to the tragic shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue in October. The reality is that Parker's idea is nowhere close to reasonable or constitutional. My first question would be, okay, so if you have access to it, what exactly are going to be the red flags, if you will? What's New York's finest going to be looking for in this kind of canvassing of a citizen's social media and internet search history? According to the proposal, they would be on the lookout for any issue deemed necessary by the investigating officer. So, in other words, anything a law enforcement officer might find suspicious or not in accord with their notion of what an actual or prospective gun owner should be looking at on the internet or communicating via social media. This is thought crime being pursued. You're not allowed to think it, and if you do think it, and we can find evidence of it, if you're out there searching for, I don't know, if you're looking at, well, they probably wouldn't gig you for porn, but they're probably going to gig you for everything you look at. I'm saying they wouldn't gig you for porn. Probably going to do it for everything. If you're out there and you're like, President Trump's, the accomplishments of President Donald Trump, well, guess what? So, in other words, anything a law enforcement officer might find suspicious or not in accord with their notion of what an actual or prospective gun owner should be looking at on the internet or communicating via social media, which, who died and made them boss? How would they gain access to the citizens' private social media internet information? That's simple. As a requirement for completing the paperwork necessary to purchase the gun or to obtain or renew a permit, the person would have to give the police their login credentials and passwords. And when they do that, they lose control over all their data, past, present, and probably future. This is a 21st century internet phishing expedition. This is what the Mueller probe is, right? We're out there looking until we find a crime. This is what these guys are going to be doing. They're going to be looking until they find a reason. And it's all going to be fueled by their disdain for the Second Amendment, which would accomplish two things, neither of which is good. First, by having to submit to this intrusive search of your social media and internet usage, this will have a chilling effect on individuals seeking to purchase or carry a gun. And this, of course, is exactly what Parker and his cohorts want. Fewer and fewer citizens being able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. This is going to do something else, too. There's a third thing to this. Second, and even more important, giving law enforcement the power to scour at will your personal social media and internet history means they can and will look for anything that, from their perspective, indicates actual or potential unlawful or inappropriate behavior, including matters having to do nothing to do with firearms. Therefore, worthy of further investigation and possible prosecution. And not to be deterred, Parker and others who support his anti-Second Amendment crusade likely would argue that the searches that would be undertaken if his proposal becomes law would be voluntary since the purchaser or applicant is giving consent simply by expressing a desire to buy or carry a gun. Twisted pretzel logic there. First, government mandates the citizens comply with certain regulations if they want to exercise a right. Next, they use the information obtained against the citizen. Finally, they defend against constitutional challenge by arguing that the citizen consented to the government's action. Now, this is a very clever circular argument. The other thing this will do is essentially make New York an outlier, because New York will lose people. People will move from New York. They may move straight, they may move across into Pennsylvania. I don't know. They may move a little further south. I don't know. But this kind of thing is what's going to create thought policing. That's one of those straws that you look at and say, that's the last straw. But it may, if it passes in New York and if Cuomo signs it, watch and see if we don't see this happening in California, because this is a new thing. It's the 21st century way of doing a background check. What better way than to look at the social media and the secret desires and thoughts of a person? Let the alarm bells begin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush arrived in Houston at Ellington Field after the plane conducted a ceremonial flyover over his presidential library in College Station. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. W shares his final conversation he had with his dad.
I said, "Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father." And the last words he would ever say on earth were, "I love you too."
Ohio senators are expressing their disappointment after GM's decision to take a plant that was in Lordstown, Ohio, and not put jobs there. Instead, they're opening a new factory down in Mexico. Senator Rob Portman met with GM CEO Mary Barra today in Washington, D.C.
We believe that the workers in the community around Lordstown have proved themselves time and time again for almost 5.5 decades. Those workers have done their part.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've seen the newness. I just can't share it with you. But it is coming. And for those of you, it will be debuted at SHOT Show. And if you're not there at SHOT Show, then I will be debuting it for you at my earliest possible moment. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, President Emmanuel Macron of France has blinked. He has made a U-turn on his new global warming fuel tax. And that is essentially that for Mr. Macron. Coming from one news report, France's prime minister on Tuesday suspended planned increases to fuel taxes for at least 6 months in response to weeks of sometimes violent protests. The first major U-turn by President Emmanuel Macron's administration after 18 months in office. This was not a U-turn. This was a panic stop. And then he drove off the road. He made two big mistakes here. And these are the kind of mistakes that you just don't, you know, you just don't come back from this. I mean, it's... First, First, he can't relate to people living in the real world, and that's a problem. It's one thing to talk about climate change with a bunch of bureaucrats who don't drive to work or who take public transportation. It's quite another to force a bunch of French commuters, farmers, and tradesmen to pay more for gasoline so that Macron can get the accolades from the bureaucrats of the EU or from Obama. Climate change is one of those topics that makes a lot of people feel relevant and smart. Like that Supreme Court Justice, Souther, whatever his name is. He wants to remain relevant, so he keeps piping up. And I really wish he'd just shut up. These guys are the same way. And you can just ask them. They will tell you that they're saving mankind from the big flood coming whenever it comes. Or they want to protect Africa from starvation. Or they will tell you that those fires in California are the direct consequences of some of us driving a large SUV or truck. I drive a SUV. But of course they want more taxes and control over our lives. Why not? They are smart and we are not. Second, and perhaps most consequential, is that Macron forgot one of Napoleon's rules of leadership. When you set out to take Vienna, take Vienna. So in other words, he cracked under pressure, and he will now be seen as weak. And everyone in France with something to protest about now will burn and burn some more cars. Get your car out of Paris unless you want it to go up in smoke. Now, is it over for President Macron? Yeah. This was his moment. This was when he didn't need to blink, and he blinked, and he blinked so hard he bruised his own eyes. Is it over for climate change politics? Yeah. Don't expect another democratically elected leader in the West to call for a carbon tax to save us from floods and fires, especially not in the EU. This is one of the reasons that Macron wanted an army, an EU army, so they could put down this kind of uprising. This shows you how little he knows about leading a country. He decided to go totalitarian without the means to enforce his totalitarianism. Now then, coming from the desk of Rob Morse. He took a look at the Oakland University in Michigan, OUM, and we talk about this all the time. They should be able to fight back against an attacker on campus, and that sounded like a splendid idea. One Pennsylvania school gave a classroom a bucket of rocks to fight an attacker. The Oakland faculty passed a proposal to issue hockey pucks for this security thing. Local police chief might have planted the idea. A common classroom demonstration uses tennis balls against an attacker who is armed with an airsoft gun. Everybody there gets an A+ for creativity. But anybody with any practical experience would have a very serious doubt about the real-world effectiveness of hockey pucks against an attacker armed with a firearm. Yes, if you hit him in the face or in the head with enough velocity, that's going to stun him. But these guys in hockey, even though they're wearing helmets, they're still taking impact from pucks rather than being hockey sticks slap-shotted at them. At how fast? I don't know anything about hockey, so if I sounded like I don't know the terms, probably because I don't know the terms. Too often, the academics love their fantasy model of the world more than the facts. And I'm going to make a suggestion. When Rob is here on Monday, I'm going to say, Rob, let's me and you go to this university in Michigan and volunteer to go up against them. And they can use tennis balls. And if we take a hit, we got to stop. You in? But I don't want to use an airsoft gun. I want to use a semi-munition gun. It is quite one thing to face a pellet. It's quite another thing to face something that goes bang. Nobody who is actually about strategy and tactics and defense would ever seriously hand out hockey pucks. You don't Why doesn't the Secret Service carry sticks and pucks? Why doesn't Kim Kardashian's security carry hockey pucks? Anybody with an ounce of integrity would have at least asked to test this hockey puck proposal by taking video of a simulated attack using airsoft guns and tennis balls and failures. You know, this failing to work just means people die. Now, and Rob points this out, an amateur shooter could repeatedly shoot anyone who isn't hiding in the hard corners of the classroom. And the hard corners are the corners that can't be seen until you've entered through the doorway. Okay? So that means if you're going straight on in, normally when you're opening, going into a building or going into a room, you're going to go in twos. One guy's going to take a hard left and the other guy's going to take a hard right. And you're going to be scanning corners. Right? That's where the blind spots are. So the professors get an F for this one. They get an F. This is not the answer they wanted, and it isn't fun to tell somebody they failed. But real solutions are hard, and we spend between a quarter to a third of the cost of school or municipal buildings on meeting fire and other safety code requirements. And all of those things work. And it could have been almost six decades since a student was killed in a school building fire. It has been, rather. So in contrast, the attack at Columbine was 19 years ago. And we haven't done anything yet. We shouldn't have had another school shooting since then. Hockey pucks. That means they're unarmed. And if you have security that is coming at you unarmed, well, I would, that's not security. If you can't fight fire with fire, this is not security. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, like Roe versus Wade, the right to keep and bear arms should be settled law. There should be no infringing laws happening, and yet, despite Heller and McDonald, they're still at it. They want to completely bypass those rulings and continue to push to disarm you. Some have even suggested repealing the Second Amendment to clear way for more gun control. Now, Dan, at The Truth About Guns, has a case that he thinks may be just the Supreme Court case that we've been waiting for. But as he puts it, but as we pointed out, there are a lot of problems with this particular case, and the Supreme Court is very picky in terms of what it takes for review, particularly when it deals with a hot-button subject like Second Amendment rights. Truth About Guns reader and attorney LKB, who watches the progress of gun rights cases very closely, opined that the court was waiting for just the right case, one that the pro-2A side judges to be ideal for reaffirming the individual right to keep and bear arms and striking another blow to, for the right to keep and bear arms. And in his opinion, the New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York is that case. Last week, the plaintiffs filed a brief in support of their petition for writ of certiorari. The complaint involves the City of New York's law that prevents gun owners from transporting licensed, locked, and loaded, unloaded firearms outside the city under any circumstances. They can only use their guns within the five boroughs, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Some highlights, they defend their extreme and novel ban on the theory that the ban makes it easier to enforce other laws that are already specifically prohibit practices with which the city is really concerned. This is the kind of prophylaxis on prophylaxis. This is the antithesis of the meaningful tailoring required for heightened scrutiny. And it highlights that the ban is a prototypical example of a law that could survive when the collective rights view on the Second Amendment held sway. But in light of Heller and McDonald, it is absolutely not going to hold sway. Their ban cannot be reconciled with the Second Amendment that protects individual rights or with any meaningful level of constitutional scrutiny. So the fact that the Second Circuit upheld it while purporting to apply heightened scrutiny is thus the reason enough for this court's review. Their ban on transporting licensed, locked up, and unloaded handguns to any place outside the city, including a second home where petitioners would exercise their core right to possess them for self-defense, or a shooting range where they would hone their ability to exercise that right, is an extreme and irrational outlier that does not even make sense on its own terms. So, setting aside that there's absolutely no evidence that transporting an unloaded firearm locked in a container separate from its ammunition presents a material public safety risk, their ban is not even rationally designed to reduce the incidence of such transport, as it actually forces New Yorkers to spend more time transporting their firearms through the streets of New York rather than a more conveniently located shooting range just across the city or state lines. And this prohibition to a second home has the bizarre result of keeping more handguns in the city, including in vacant within city limits residences. So they can only use their guns within shooting ranges located within the city limits. They own a home on Long Island or in Westchester County. They can't take the guns with them or use on a weekend trip. What kind of nonsense is that? Do they own them or not? There's a lot more to read, and when Dan is back with me this weekend, or this Friday, day after tomorrow, we'll talk about it. But it's an interesting case because the New York City law is bizarre. Even an anti-gunner should be able to look at this and see how it makes no sense. Now, one of their tenets is they believe that more guns will result in more crime, yet the NYC law actually makes it legally impossible to take a gun outside of the city, meaning the baseline number of guns will never decrease. And additionally, firearms continue to be sold within the city, meaning the number of them out inside city limits only increases. So for gun control zealots, this should be completely unacceptable. And this sort of looks like a slam dunk case, and it sort of needs to be heard. This is the case that gun rights advocates have been waiting for. Is that what it is, though? I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I can see how ruling on this will impact other issues, like New Jersey's refusal to honor federal law regarding the transportation of firearms throughout jurisdictions, but I just don't see how it will be the grand slam we've been waiting for. Then again, I don't know. If this were to be looked at in conjunction with, say, the Young case, oh, goodness, now we're getting into that perfect storm. But I'm not an attorney, nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so I don't know. I don't know if this is the case we're waiting on, but we'll see. We're going to see. I'm promising we're going to see. Dateline, Massachusetts. Now, let me set this for you. In this country, we have three branches of government: the executive, the legislative, the judicial. That is mimicked in the states as it is in the federal level. These are supposed to keep one another in check. And there are mechanisms put in place to make sure that happens. And this is called checks and balances. And it's a big chunk of why our republic has survived as long as it has. But you already know all of this. You learned that in civics class, right? But you want to know who didn't learn about it? The Massachusetts governor, Charlie Baker. He said on Monday he defended his administration's role in a legal battle over firearm licenses, arguing that the state was required to tell local police chiefs that hundreds of people should have their permits revoked at the urging of federal officials. But Seven judges, including two last week, have ordered that gun licenses be reinstated, with one dismissing the reliance on the state's legal position as capricious. And it has drawn new attention since the Globe reported that the state was resisting orders from the judges who charged that officials had overstepped their legal authority by urging local officials to pull the gun licenses of roughly 340 people, some of whom were convicted of misdemeanors decades ago. So despite the court orders, they have refused to reinstate the licenses, and they have exposed the state to litigation, which I hope they get sued out of existence. He argued that he's following the instructions from the ATF. They supposedly told him the state had been doing it wrong. But, some of these things, like, there was one guy that was convicted of a misdemeanor of receiving stolen property 35 years ago. He can buy a gun legally. He passes the federal background check. And it would be different if we were talking about an assault charge, you know. Domestic violence. Federal law explicitly includes those misdemeanors as being among the charges making someone ineligible to purchase a gun. But a 35-year-old charge that is not that type of misdemeanor? And I'm pretty sure the ATF didn't tell them to do this. And if they did, well, that's a pile of male bovine excrement in Massachusetts enough to fertilize the entire blasted state, if you will be so kind. But it's also possible that Baker's just covering his rear. We know he's no friend to gun owners anyway. He's not a fan of concealed carry, so it's entirely possible he took what the ATF had said and then heard it a different way. But there's no real recourse for a governor who ignores the court in his state. Good faith and belief in our system of government is generally enough, but when a high elected official opts to ignore the courts, what options do the courts have? That's the problem. The courts can say whatever they want. If the people in charge don't go with that, well, now what? Now what? The judges aren't, they have no sway. They have no power. They have no power to enforce anything. Yeah. It goes on and on. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.